produced by Life Acumen, helping organizations build high-performance culture.
Why do some people not falter despite suffering real adversities, while some others cannot seem to get their confidence back after a layoff? We all face rough times in life, but what makes us able to overcome those challenges and thrive in spite of them?
Welcome to Life Acumen at Work. Here is your host, Vinod Wadhwani.
Hello and welcome to the insights from the episode, What Makes Resilience? I'm your host, Vinod Wadhwani here. This insight is about how we give people close to us a button to press when they are facing adversity. In classic experiments on stress, researchers gave people tasks to perform that required concentration, like solving puzzles while being blasted at random intervals with uncomfortably loud sounds. They started perspiring and their heart rates and blood pressure climbed. They struggled to concentrate and made mistakes. Many got so frustrated that they gave up. Searching for a way to reduce anxiety, researchers gave some of the participants an option. If the noise became too unpleasant, they could press a button and stop the noise. Sure enough, the button allowed them to stay calmer, make fewer mistakes, and show less irritation. That's not surprising. But what was surprising, though, was the fact that none of the participants actually pressed the button. Researchers found stopping the noise didn't make the difference. Knowing they could stop the noise did. The button gave them a sense of control and allowed them to endure the stress. When people are in pain, they need a button. When people close to us face adversity, how do we give them a button to press? While it seems obvious that friends want to support friends going through a crisis, there are barriers that block us. There are two different emotional responses to the pain of others. Empathy, which motivates us to help, and distress, which motivates us to avoid. When we hear that someone we care about has lost a job, started chemo, or is going through a divorce, our first impulse is usually, I should reach out. Then right after the impulse, doubts often flood our mind. What if I say the wrong thing? What if talking about it makes her feel self-conscious? What if I'm overstepping? Once raised, these doubts are followed by excuses like, he has so many friends and we are not that close. Or, she must be so busy, I don't want to bother her. We put off calling or offering help until we feel guilty that we didn't do it sooner. And then it feels too late. For friends who turn away in times of difficulty, putting distance between themselves and emotional pain feels like self-preservation. These are the people who see someone drowning in sorrow and then worry, perhaps subconsciously, that they will be dragged under too. Others get overwhelmed by a sense of helplessness. They feel there's nothing they can say or do to make things better. So they choose to say and do nothing. But what we learned from the stress experiment is that the button didn't need to stop the noise to relieve the pressure. Simply showing up for a friend can make a huge difference. If you wish to explore more on this theme, you may like to read Option B by Sheryl Sandberg. You may also like to listen to the full episode of What Makes Resilience, in which we explore why do some people and some companies buckle under pressure? What makes others bend and ultimately bounce back? What exactly is the quality of resilience that carries people through life? We explore the mindset of recovery, the challenges of regaining confidence, and what it takes to create resilient communities. You may also like to explore more episodes in the Life Acumen at Work podcast. In this podcast series, I explore topics having to do with leadership, organization culture, work-life harmony, and career transitions, among other things. The views, opinions, and anecdotes I share in this podcast are primarily reflections from my coaching conversations with corporate leaders. The coaching agendas that evolve from these conversations and subject matter readings. Thank you for listening.
Produced by Life Acumen, helping organizations build high performance culture.